we've actually received more than double what we did last August. So it's just amazing to see the response and the numbers of people recycling. It's going really well.
Are you getting things that you shouldn't get?
Well, for the most part, the material is coming in very, very clean, and exactly what is pictured on the lid is what is coming in. There are a couple mistakes. We are getting a lot of film plastic, and we can't take the plastic bags. So sometimes we'll see someone will recycle their newspaper while it's still in the plastic bag, or they'll mistakenly put recyclables in a plastic bag and put that in their cart. And when that happens, due to our equipment, that material then doesn't get recycled because the plastic film is a contaminant in our process. But again, for the most part, our residents are just doing a tremendous job. So just a couple mistakes, but we're certain that those can be corrected.
All the equipment working well? All the bugs worked out?
We are staying up with processing, and particularly those first couple of weeks when residents had already had their carts for a while, you know, the material flow was very heavy, and the equipment and our staff just did a wonderful job. We're shipping out so many loads of material. It's amazing. We had an opportunity just recently, I think this is a pretty cool fact, we were able to visit the place where most of our mixed paper is going. It's a Pratt facility in Valparaiso, Indiana, and it's so cool. Literally, our material, from the time it's picked up at the curb until it gets processed, baled, shipped here, and sent to Indiana, it gets turned into a new box in a matter of about 8 days. And those boxes are going to the United States Postal Service, to Amazon. So I just think that's a pretty good closed-loop story.
And has the market gone up and down? And are there any trends that you see, you know, that you can get more money for this or less money for that?
Well, we've actually seen a market decline over the past couple of years, but in this year, we're seeing a slow but steady increase in the markets. And so that is really good news.
That is. Is it back up to where it was before yet, do you think?
Not quite as high as it was about 4 or 5 years ago, but it's moving in the right direction, and that's the important thing.
Are there any things that are coming up that are new that you can recycle?
We do have some new recyclables, and we are seeing some of those. We can recycle 3 through 7 plastics, except for the plastic bags and styrofoam. We can also recycle the gable top containers, like an almond milk or something of that nature, the cartons. And so those are new things that can be recycled, and we're seeing a lot of those in our carts.
Almond milk, soy milk, orange juice, there are a lot of things that come in those type of containers.
Yes, there are. And then the one other thing that can be recycled that perhaps residents weren't certain about would be things like a Pringle can or a Planters peanuts container where the bottom has some metal and then it's cardboard. So those can be recycled also. You know, in addition to our Scott County residents doing such a good job, we're receiving material from the Illinois communities, too. And that is also coming in very clean. And so we just really, really are appreciative of the commitment to the environment all of our residents are showing by recycling as much as they can.